From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. More than 100 Republican members of the Missouri House and Senate called for the immediate removal of University of Missouri professor Melissa Click in letters submitted to the MU Board of Curators today, according to Republican lawmakers. The letter reads in part that Click displayed, quote, a complete disregard for the First Amendment rights of reporters, end quote. Click rose to national attention in November after a video of a confrontation during protests calling for the university to address racism and the resignation of then-MU System President Tim Wolf circulated online. The tiny southeast Missouri town of Allenville remains isolated by floods, but residents are feeling better about their plight. The Mississippi River reached a record level in Cape Girardeau County on Friday. The river water continues to encircle the roughly 45 homes in Allenville, where residents are getting around by boat. But Cape Girardeau County Emergency Management Director Richard Knopp says the water level is falling. Last week, he feared that several of the homes would be damaged, but only one took on water. Knopp says levee breaks across the river in Illinois lowered the water level enough to keep most of Allenville's homes dry. A Missouri State University official at the center of an investigation into discrimination has resigned. Ken Coopwood, the vice president of diversity and inclusion, said Monday his resignation would be effective April 30th. The resignation comes less than a week after an independent investigation found, quote, no credible evidence, end quote, that the university had discriminated against Coopwood, who was its top black official. Coopwood said in a news release that he accepted the investigation's findings, but he thought it would be best to pursue other professional opportunities. The investigation started after an online petition claimed Coopwood had been treated badly by his own staff and was discriminated against by the school's administration. Three Springfield attorneys investigated the claims. 853 people died in Missouri traffic crashes in 2015, according to the Missouri Department of Transportation. That's an 11.4% increase compared with 2014, and the highest number of fatalities on Missouri roadways since 2009, MoDOT reported today. 63% of the drivers and passengers killed were not wearing seatbelts. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol, the leading causes of fatal crashes continue to be speeding, driver inattention, and impaired driving. New trends in 2015 include increases in improper lane use and substance-impaired driving. From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari.